Hello and welcome to Lifetime in Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I'm your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I'm Drew Current.
I'm Carmen Clark.
Yay!
Was I supposed to yay there? You guys didn't tell me that.
No, there's no... It's not a mandatory yay.
You can yay or not.
Okay, yay!
You're drinking rosé, and that's what's mandatory.
Yes, it is mandatory. I do not drink very often anymore, but I'm doing the rosé for, you know, the pod. Mm-hmm. Gotta do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, welcome. So, Carmen is my oldest friend, I'd say.
I think that is not true.
No. Well... Okay.
Yeah, you have older friends. You have Lauren.
Yeah, but Lauren, that's it. This is the second time this week that Lauren's been brought up on the podcast.
Okay, so, well, I'm just
saying, Lauren, missed you.
You know, that's offensive to Lauren to say that I'm your oldest friend.
You're right. Well, you're my oldest friend in this room.
Yes, that lives in Chicago.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And like my only friend from high school, probably.
Okay, yeah, that's
well,
true.
Well, I mean, if anybody from high school is listening... Hey,
Moco.
Hey,
what's up?
Blake High School.
Yeah. Hey.
What's up, Blake High School? What's up?
Today, Carmen, I was supposed to introduce you as a film historian.
Thank you.
So,
that's my dream, to be introduced as that.
Carmen has all the expertise on film, just like across the board. When she was at DePaul getting her, what, second master's? Or
My first and only master's in digital media.
Yeah, I was in a couple of her films, so that was really fun.
True, yes.
And, you know...
You were called out as not straight enough to play a straight person by...
True. It's fine.
My professor, I thought that was rude, but whatever.
Hey, you know what? I'm not trying to play straight people.
There was not even dialogue. There was not even dialogue in this.
No,
he just
no,
was like, this is not believable as a straight person. Can't. I was like, whoa.
My favorite thing is watching Patrick do an impression of a straight person.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. Hey, what's up? Hey, hey, prof.
Oh, so he just
hey, prof.
Does the fonts?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Pretty much. But, you know,
the ultimate straight man.
And I'm not trying to play a straight man, guys. I just want to be the gay best friend in any movie. So if anybody knows anybody, let me know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I was in a couple of Carmen's films, and that was really fun.
Calling them films is a stretch, but thank you.
Yeah, and if you do any films and you need a gay best friend, you know, let me know.
I will write a part for you.
They definitely don't make these on film. Like, they don't film these. There's no film.
Oh, these Lifetime
involved.
Oh,
film?
Absolutely.
Or no. Hallmark? I mean, calling it a film is also a stretch. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
But today we are talking about Enchanted Christmas, starring Alexa Penvega and Carlos Penvega, and they're a real-life married couple.
Yes, and they're... I can curse, right?
Their absolutely.
Fucking last name is a hybrid last name. I was so angry when I saw that.
What?
Yeah, so they hybrid their last name. So her last name's Vega and his last name's Pena. But they took out the Enye and they just put Pen Vega.
So I thought it was Pena Vega, but it could be Pen Vega. Either way, I hate it. I hated that.
Pen Vega.
Yeah, and kind of hate them.
Like midway through the movie, I was like, let me look them up. And then I was like, wait, they're married. Wait, they have a hybrid made up last name. I do not like them. I did like him more than her, though. But
he's
that's just
cute.
Because the character, like her character, was insufferable.
And Drew, you might recognize her from, I think she was Lava Girl.
Oh, really?
And Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
No, never seen it.
And
yeah. I've totally seen that.
She's friends with Nikki Reed from 13.
Oh, okay. The movie?
Yeah.
About teenagers?
Right. They're like bad 13-year-olds.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she was in that, but there was another thing that she was in. I always used to get her confused with the girl from Arrested Development.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They kind of look the same, or they came up at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I confuse them.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this movie doesn't really have much to it. And honestly, like, okay, so there's Laura is played by Alexa Penvega, and she's an interior designer and widow and single mother.
Oh, I missed the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Then you missed all the exposition.
So I didn't get the widow part, just that she was a single mother with I guess she was dating her coworker, which is dumb, but
yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Her coworker.
He was terrible.
Who looked
and
like Spencer Pratt.
Her coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two. That doesn't make sense.
No.
And so she like gets a job back in Utah where she's from, and she has to redesign the Enchanted Lodge in time for the Christmas show. And she used to dance there when she was younger, but then she moved away to LA, I guess. LA?
Yes. Yeah. So this is a trope with these movies, right? Because I listened to like a couple of your other episodes,
yeah.
And it's like someone who does one job, but their real calling is to be this other thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Although I have been pouring it up for ones that actually like at least give me the trope.
Yeah.
Right? The ones that miss obvious tropes drive me nuts, because you're like, just give me the thing. Okay. Even if it's a stupid trope, like at least give me that.
And what's happening without these tropes? Nothing, which is what we found in the past few ones. And unfortunately, this one kind of falls into that, even with the tropes. So she goes to Utah. She has her dad there. He makes tamales.
Yeah.
You know.
Why not?
And
you're Mexican.
He's Mexican. You're
going to make
a
tamale.
Mexican, and he makes tamales for Christmas.
So I'm glad he didn't have a really thick accent, because when I saw that they were going to be Hispanic, I was like, oh, no. Like, you know the dad is going to have like this super thick accent.
His last name's Montoya, and all the whole time I'm like, really, Montoya is what we went with here?
Archuleta for Ricardo.
Oh, yeah. David Archuleta. He was on American Idol. You probably don't know that, Drew.
No.
But yeah, so like, you know, just this is Hallmark's first attempt at like having people of color in like a leading role. So,
good for them.
Yes, it's true. But again, it's like they chose these light people of color, which is fine.
Yeah, and on the poster, they're like very photoshopped to be much whiter than they actually are.
No, when I looked at the poster, I was like, wait, I thought that there were people of color, and then I guess they look.
You don't want to scare the white ladies. You don't want to scare them white ladies. Hallmark doesn't.
They aren't scared. They're ready for this.
And a Christmas movie, I mean, the fact that they did not have one black Christmas movie, those are like the best.
They are
the best. A black Christmas movie?
Soul Food.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm thinking of it, I don't think I've seen one, but it sounds like I would watch a black Christmas movie.
You haven't seen Soul Food?
No.
It takes place at like Thanksgiving Christmas time.
I'm a film historian, but I
am all right. Well, we're watching. We're watching. We're watching Soul Food.
Just because she's a film historian does not mean she's seen every single.
I haven't
film
seen ever. Waiting to Exhale either, but like that's on my list. I need to see it.
All right, well, we'll do a double feature.
Okay.
And then I just have to say, when you exhale,
soundtrack is still great.
Yeah, great.
Go
soundtrack.
Back, listen to it. Still fire.
Did you know Whitney Houston was supposedly a lesbian?
Supposedly, like in that movie or
just
in real
life?
Okay.
Yeah. It came up on like one of, you know, those like terrible trash websites, and there was like people who you didn't know were gay, and I was like, I never even heard that, so it must not be true. I don't want to spread rumors.
You can just make it up, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, she's not alive anymore. She can't say it.
Gay.
Gay.
You dead? You gay.
You dead? That means you gay.
No. Yeah. So yeah, back to the movie. That doesn't really matter. I'm not kidding, guys. Nothing happens in this movie. This is just an example for Alexa Penvega and Carlos Penvega, to show off their Dancing with the Stars skills, because they were.
Oh, is that where they're from? That would make sense.
They're both like child actors who
sing? Because
maybe
there kept being songs playing that were duets that I was like, I bet they fucking sang this shit. Like, they were so dumb. And I was like, I bet they sang these damn songs, too. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, no. But, yeah, so they were on Dancing with the Stars in 2015, and she came in sixth. So all the, like, you know, mom-age people.
Is that where they met?
I don't know where they met. They before when they were on Dancing with Stars, they were already a couple. Oh. I think they met like at some stupid premiere or something. Oops, hit my mic. But yeah, so they were just like in this movie to show off their dancing skills, which they did,
and be not white,
and
but
be
look
not
white,
white,
but be not white.
Exactly.
Yes.
So props to Hallmark for that. But I mean, they couldn't have picked like a more boring movie It was like that, the tamales. Like, there were minor references to them being Latino, but then, like, you know, it wasn't really touched on at all, or like showing like the heritage of like
being white people
Mexican.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess, again, I'm happy they didn't just like go super stereotypical, but they went the other direction of just like, well, yeah, these people are color. Like, we got color in there. Like, I have a black best friend, right? Like, that's what they did, basically, with this movie.
Well, and so that brings me to the larger topic at large of, like, the tokenizing of minorities in these movies.
Oh, we're already going to that? Because I have some more notes.
Oh, well, we can go through the notes. But, like basically what happens in the movie is, like,
we didn't even talk about Aunt Claudia.
Oh, yeah.
She's the same age as them. Or not much older. I kept trying to Google her age. Like, this woman, how is that his aunt?
Yeah, because they're like late 20s and she's like maybe 34, 35. Yeah,
that was weird.
And there's also like the dancer girl who's like,
oh yeah, Taylor,
going to Europe, and she's like too good for it. So then that's what brings them together to be dancing.
It was so bad. Like, the plot points of them, like, oh my God, it was so bad.
Very bad. And like, the
like their meet cute when like, oh my God,
yeah, they're like remodeling. So Drew, they're like remodeling the place and they're like walking through and then like they like go through a sheath of plastic and then they're there.
No, it's like he's there because they have to meet the person who's remodeling the lodge, like, so they can figure out like how they're gonna dance there. And then she's there to meet the dancers. Of course, neither of them know that like they're meeting about to meet each other. But we know. It's terrible. Yeah.
The Scott guy or the
Scott is the worst.
He takes all the credit for the design once the design happens. So he's like, I did it and I really turned it around. And Laura didn't really do anything before I got there. So he gets a promotion to go to another place.
So he's the villain. Is he a villain?
Yeah,
he's villains.
He's like, I guess Spencer Pratt. But he doesn't even come in until like an hour into the movie. So like the first hour is just,
so you don't know
the Laura being the worst. Like, in my notes, I have Laura is the worst, and then further down, it's like, oh, never mind, Scott is the worst.
Yeah, he is. And he takes all the credit, and she's like, how could you do this? Like, what the hell? Like, I did all the work.
And they're dating.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It is. So then, like, she makes a wish in a fountain, and Carlos makes a wish in a fountain, and Mr. Montoya makes a wish in the fountain.
Oh, I must have tuned out for that part. He did?
Yeah, they all.
What did he wish for?
I don't know, because nothing happened. Nothing. Because
they both said their wishes. Her wish. Did you miss this? Because her wish was,
Was it for her daughter to be happy?
Yeah, she said it was for her daughter to be happy, but then later she's like, I wished for you to be happy, Ricardo. I'm like, that's some bullshit. No, you did not. I heard your wishes, and that was not one of them. Also, why are these people obsessed with Christmas wishes?
Well, Christmas is when you wish for things.
Like, they're like, so what's your Christmas wish? That's just like a casual fucking conversation. I've never asked anyone.
I'd like a new laptop. That's my Christmas wish. A new laptop. Dad, a new laptop.
Yeah. That's what I would say. In
there. Granted, son.
Thank you, Dad. So they make a wish in a fountain, and then they do the dance at the end. I mean, really, nothing happens. Yeah.
Wishes don't, like,
they all come true.
They all come true,
because
I guess.
Because his wish was that she would fall in love with him. Oh, yeah, after they dance, because they have not, like, really done anything. They, like, come together in the last, they come together in the last minute of the movie where they're, like, dancing, and then she's like, I love you.
Yes. Out of nowhere.
And then he's like, that was my wish.
Oh, my God.
And if we all have seen The Craft, you never wish for someone to love you, because then they will become obsessed with you.
Horrible. Yeah. Bad idea.
Bad
wishes.
Don't wishes wish for
always
that.
Come back at you.
So
that's really all that happens. There's like a daughter. I did like the reindeer dance. Like, that was the best part of the movie.
Oh my
God.
When
the little kids danced. I was like, that's a pretty cute, like, that's a good dance.
They had little glow sticks, Drew. They had reindeer antlers on.
There was breakdancing though, and that was not cool. I did not like when white people break dancing. Random breakdancing happened.
So kids dancing.
To sum it up, like, the final freeze frame was their kiss, but like, it was it looked like it freeze framed before it freeze framed, because they go in and kiss and they don't move their faces at all.
Yeah.
Like, these people are married? What? This was the most unromantic kiss I've ever seen.
It was very chaste, because it's on Hallmark proper. So you can't have any like you passion.
Can't, yeah. You can't like get, you can't dig into that.
Even if you're the passionate Latinos, like, and they have, they previously dated. So it shouldn't be a really good kiss.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Like, they were basically like soulmates coming together, but okay.
So before or no, yeah, let's do our ratings. I think it's very clear what we have decided. So Carmen, on the podcast, you can either put a cork in it, which means you're not about it.
Yes. I'm gonna I choose that it. One.
Yeah. Or pour it up. So which one will you choose?
Cork.
Put a cork in it.
Cork
yes,
that I am shit up.
Also putting a cork in it for sure.
And blind, I'm putting a cork in it too. Based on what you guys have talked about, you convinced me that it needs a cork in it.
And it's really sad because you know I wanted to like the Latino movie.
I mean, sure. I mean, in theory, I did, but there was no hope for it. As soon as I saw the poster and read the plot, there was no hope for it.
And it wasn't like any Latin person fucking
no.
like directed it or write it.
No. I mean, I didn't look into who wrote it like to make sure that they were Latino, but I'm 99% sure it's not
it's
true.
Like one dude that writes all of them, and he wrote all of them a month ago.
They did mention Lantanetas. How do you
Luminarios?
Yeah, Luminarios.
I had a note on that. Those look dangerous.
Yeah, it's like paper bags with candles in them.
Candle in it, and the kid is setting those up. I'm just like, is something gonna happen? It's kind of like in film. They're like, if you show a gun, like in Act One, by Act Three, I was like, oh, these Luminarios are gonna come back. No, they did not.
They didn't.
That would have been exciting.
But that was another example of like someone trying to. I mean, I've never done a Luminario.
No.
In my Ecuador heritage, so
well, maybe it's a Mexican thing, and I'm not trying to, you know, I'm half Puerto Rican, so
yeah.
Also I've never experienced, but we cannot speak to Mexican culture.
No, that's true. So we don't know, but you know, I am going to Ecuador for Christmas this year, so I will let you guys know if Luminarios happen.
Yeah, I want
to
know.
Okay.
So yeah, so this is the first instance of a non-white romantic lead at Hallmark that I could find for the countdown for Christmas
ever.
Oh my god. And we were talking in a previous episode that the movies have been in existence since like 2001. The only other movie I could find that had people of color in a leading role, not like a best friend, not like a tokenization, would be The Waltons Go to Birmingham in 2013. No clue what that movie is. It's not a Christmas movie.
Is it about like the Waltons from the TV show? The
like
Waltons?
Moving on up type of thing?
No.
That's a Jefferson.
There's like a 70s TV show that's like Little House on the Prairie, but it's called The Waltons.
Is it set in like the 50s?
Mm. No, I think this is like 50s, in, like, 60s older time.
No, so then something totally unrelated. But yeah, that's the last time that there was something there. So I also checked. I was like very curious. So I was like doing a lot of research for this because I'm like, you know, how do they get these people? Like, how do they choose? So Alexa Pendega is half Colombian. Carlos is part Venezuelan, part Dominican. And then I found an article from the Wall Street Journal that is kind of talking about diversity, and the topic comes up. It's been coming up since like 2013 of like bloggers and people like calling out Hallmark, like, you know, you're like whitewashing whatever.
They're whitewashing Christmas, basically. Yeah,
they're whitewashing white people. Like they're whitewashing even white people.
Yes.
That's true.
So I have a quote from Michelle Vaccari, and she is the vice president of programming at Hallmark. This is a very recent quote. There's also a very similar quote from last year about how they were going to try to step it up this year. So her quote is, we're working on it. We're doing everything we can to create the best cast for each movie. Also looking at diversity as part of our strategy.
That's a strategy.
We're working on it, guys.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Sorry. It's just, you know.
It's really hard to find people of color to be on Hallmark Channel, which yes. I believe that. Because
no,
who wants to be on that channel?
A lot of people.
Okay,
there's so many movies.
Okay, I would disagree with that. No. I think there's a ton of people who would absolutely be actors in it.
Okay, yes. Fair.
What they're having a problem with is their demographic. The people who fucking watch this shit are the whitest human beings alive, and they get scared. They'll be like, well, I don't understand this.
But even if they did the same thing they did with this movie, where just write the movie like they would for any white person,
and
just put a person of color in it.
But
Gabrielle
Union. They're not asking for a Kwanzaa movie. Like,
no, I guarantee you,
Christmas movie.
I guarantee you, though, that's why they could do that. They could just straight up just cast anyone in it. But their fucking thing is, they're the most people who watch this are the same ones who watch the fucking what's that? God damn it! What is that? I always forget the name of that.
Cheryl, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but it's the same people. It's the same people.
But what I'm saying is,
they could at least try.
Lifetime is doing a movie with oh my god, I'm blanking on who it is right now, but they're doing a series with like a black lead, romantic lead, and then like a white guy. Like Lifetime's been doing it for a long time.
Interracial though?
Yeah, okay. And they did Christina.
See, that I would definitely not expect Hallmark to ever do. So
Christina Milian's been in a bunch of them on Lifetime. Like, okay. It is possible, and like I know that people of color watch Hallmark movies because like I see them on our like Instagram, and like, you know, people are down for that. Hallmark's response of like what they're doing to like include people of color is Holly Robinson's Pete and her husband and family are going to be on a reality show on Hallmark, which I'm like,
that doesn't count.
I'm like, no. Okay, like that's not no, I don't know, it's just so strange, and it keeps coming up all the time, and it like Michelle Vaccari, whoever you are, you know, you need to fucking step it up and like get a better strategy than we're trying harder. Yep.
Yeah, you're not trying at all if you literally cannot put two people of color.
Maybe they just don't know actually who's watching it, because they're only on cable. If they actually like streamed shit,
yeah,
then they would actually know the demographic about who's actually watching.
I mean, it's millions of people. They're not all white people.
No, exactly. I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, they don't know who's watching these things.
But and even if their main demographic is white people, I feel like most white people would still watch the movie if it was just people of color put in these Absolutely. Like cookie cutter roles. Like,
yes,
for sure.
Not many. I mean, I would hope that not many white people would be like, whoa, black people, and turn it off. Like, I mean, some people might, and I'm sure some people would, but a lot would just watch the movie.
But you're right. That would be such a like a small. I feel like maybe it's Hallmark just being like, well, we just don't know.
If they put Holly Robinson Pete in a Christmas movie, I'm all about that. Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Yes.
Yes, yeah. But you're not like a white stay-at-home mom. They're not worried about you. They know you.
That is my dream, though.
It.
You know what my Christmas wish is? To be a white stay-at-home mom.
Son, granted.
Thanks, Dad. great. Anything else to say about this topic? Okay. Before we go, I have a fun segment today. Carmen and I go way back, all the way back to high school. And Carmen is a woman of many talents, including a band called The Pocket Rockets. So I brought my favorite song of The Pocket Rockets to play for you guys, since I didn't bring any clips for this movie that was all about dancing. So I'm going to play a song. It's called Song for Giraffe Boy. And here is the song. Yes, Song for Giraffe Boy. Love
that
song.
That's about someone we both know.
We both know and love.
Probably. Aww. Oh, okay. You said loved. I was like, I do not love this person.
No, it was a contentious thing in our friendship.
We will not say the name.
A hurdle we had to get over. But
not really.
No, it was more comical for us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was bitter about it, but I wasn't like, oh, bad.
I thought you were going to go to the other way. It's like, well, not like a hurdle, but like we fought yeah. each other with we our did. Fists.
We fought each other with our fists. That's the half Latino in us.
Yes.
A little feisty. But no, like this dude like really was like on the football team and yes. he like we
was
went to
in all the plays. It's
yeah,
a
we went to performing arts high school. Mm-hmm. And like this guy was just like in all the shit and like so dumb.
But really cute though.
So gorgeous, like very, very hot.
We're talking about like a 16-year-old boy, right?
Oh my god! I mean, it's not. but we were also, 16.
Yes,
yeah,
that's saying. Fine. Right now, we're like.
I'm sure
so
now
hot.
He's very handsome.
Sure.
Probably
no, he's
not.
He's probably a. Fat.
I hope he's bald. I can't wait for our 20-year reunion.
He's probably fat and bald.
He's got to be at the 20-year reunion because we did the 10-year reunion together.
Yeah.
We're not even in the same class, but we just did a joint reunion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and it was amazing.
Anyway, so we both had a crush on this guy. And, yes. You know, he's like, in high school, we would just assume he was a straight guy. But guess who actually ended up hooking up with him? It wasn't me.
Carmen.
No, it wasn't me.
Carmen.
No, it wasn't me. It was Patrick.
Yeah, and then we were roommates in college for a bit, and that got real weird. So that ended.
And then he got married and...
That's married, has gaming. A baby.
Worked at a theme park, a very famous theme park that you guys might have heard of in Florida.
Yogi Bear Plaza?
Yogi Bear Plaza?
What are
yes,
those?
Yeah, yes.
The Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera.
World. Hanna-Barbera world?
Yes.
Yeah.
So guys, that wraps up our conversation about Enchanted Christmas. And, Carmen, where can we find you on social media?
My Instagram is mostly my cat. Like, honestly, at this point, mostly my cat. It's
People
Rolling Moon, R-O-L-L-I-N-G, Moon.
Drew,
I want to see my cat.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter, both at Drew But With Pants.
Yes. And thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you.
Loved it.
I love podcasts, and this is my first one, so thank you.
Hooray.
For having
yeah.
me
welcome.
On.
Did a great job.
They're not scary, especially when you have wine. Mm-hmm. So thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime in Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me on social media at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime in Court, and visit our website, lifetimeoncourt.com. Or drunk dial us and share your thoughts about a movie or suggest a movie to talk about. Mm-hmm. That number is 827-267-4117. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. We have 12 reviews and likes or stars or whatever. So
that's more than I have.
Get on that.
Yeah.
It really helps get more eyes on us. Our SEO is not that great because my podcast is called Lifetime on Court and I'm talking about Hallmark movies
yeah,
right now.
It's confusing.
It is confusing. But guys, I said Lifetime on Court because Lifetime is like the epitome of a TV movie.
You can get big and then you can rebrand.
Well, eventually,
you'll have your following.
Eventually, I'm going to talk about Lifetime movies, but in a different, like this season's about Hallmark Christmas movies, but I'm going to get into
bring
like.
Bring me back for a good Lifetime crime movie, please.
Yeah.
True crime.
I would do a whole season on true crime Lifetime movies.
Murder.
Or
blood curdle.
Yes. Or cheerleader murder movies or baby snatching movies. There's endless possibilities for multiple seasons, but the epitome of the seasons will be the Hallmark Countdown to Christmas is our Super Bowl. Thanks for joining us. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.